91X News.
It's 7 degrees and drizzling at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Callie Doran. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has given his annual State of the Nation address in Moscow. Putin says Russia is ready to cooperate with the new administration of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump when it takes office. Patrick Riovel has more.
President Vladimir Putin told an audience in the Kremlin that Russia is ready to cooperate with Donald Trump's administration. In a speech, which is the equivalent of the U.S.'s State of the Union, Putin told the U.S. to stop looking for imaginary enemies and to join Russia in fighting international terrorism. By that, he means working with Russia in Syria and dropping opposition to Moscow's efforts there to prop up the Syrian government. It was a speech made by a man who's hoping the next U.S. administration is going to take Russia on the Kremlin's terms. Patrick Riegel, ABC News, Moscow.
Former American astronaut Buzz Aldrin has been flown out of Antarctica for medical reasons. Reporter Tom Rivers has details.
The famous Apollo astronaut was part of a tourist group that ventured to the Amundsen Scott South Pole Station. First stop out for him in a ski-equipped C-130 cargo plane, McMurdo Station on the Antarctic coast, and then on to New Zealand. Few details have been released, but his condition is being described as stable. His family is being kept informed.
Aldrin became the second man to walk the moon in 1969 as part of the U.S. Apollo 11 mission. Vote counters, observers, reporters, and curious onlookers are filling the hallway outside two large conference rooms in downtown office building in Madison, Wisconsin, where a recount of the presidential race is about to begin. Similar scenes are playing out across the state Thursday as the recount requested by Green Party candidate Jill Stein gets underway. All 72 counties were required to start by 9 a.m. They have less than 2 weeks to recount nearly 3 million ballots. The deadline to complete it is December 13th, but the State Elections Commission gave counties until 8 p.m. December 12th to finish. The top IOC official renewed his demand Thursday that Japanese organizers further reduce their $18 billion budget ceiling for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, saying that the figure could scare off cities considering bids for future games. IOC Vice President John Coates, who heads the Coordination Commission for the Tokyo Olympics, was referred to the announcement by local organizers this week of an $18 billion gap on the overall cost. Coates told the coordination meeting in Tokyo on Thursday that the International Olympic Committee has not accepted the figure. He said all cities seeking to host future games are watching Tokyo and officials should avoid making a wrong impression about what it costs to host the Olympics, according to Kyoto News. A single mom in Vancouver has filed a lawsuit to get her 18-year-old son's therapy dog back. Carolyn Hopkinson got the dog for her son, Devin Wagner, in 2013 under an arrangement with a breeder known as a guardian home. But in February, the breeder took the dog back, citing breach of contract. Wagner suffers from post-concussion syndrome and says ever since the dog was taken away from him, he feels that there's a hole inside of him.
When I'm really down, she's no longer there for me because she was taken away, and I really just want her back.
Hopkinson alleges the breeder seized the dog to make more money, but the breeder alleges Hopkinson's failure to follow the care requirements and the contract put the dog at risk. Sexual assault is still happening too often in the Canadian Armed Forces. 15% of the CAF are women. In a report released earlier this week, Stats Canada identified that a quarter of them dealt with sexual assault at least once during their time in the forces. QNET News reporter Lindsay Heron has the local reaction to the story.
Stats Canada reported that 960 service members had come forward to report some form of sexual assault in the last year. Elise Heinemann is the interim director of the Sexual Assault Clinic of Quinte. She says that sexual assault isn't just an armed forces problem.
This is something that it's really sad in this age, in any age, that that this type of behavior, that this type of violence actually exists.
Sexual touching was the dominant form reported in the Stats Canada report. Cindy Watson-Moyles, executive director of Three Oaks, is not surprised.
If one could do this to their own brothers and sisters in arms, what's to stop someone from doing this to one that they perhaps see as an enemy or somebody who's less than them?
Lindsay Heron, QNET News, Belleville.
Stats Canada said in an email that CFB Trenton was one of the four bases in Canada that held one-on-one interviews with Armed Forces members for the survey. Officers in Quinney West are currently investigating an assault that took place near Fairview Crescent in Trenton. Yesterday around 3 p.m., officers responded to a call from a teen female who reported that she had been assaulted by another female. The perpetrator is described as 30 to 40 years old, bleach blonde hair, with a blue and white jacket and dark blue jeans. The teen victim sustained only minor injuries. If anyone has any information, they are encouraged to call the police at 613-392-3561 or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477. There was a collision between a school bus and a van in Trenton this morning. The incident happened at the intersection of Dundas and Tripp Boulevard, right by St. Paul Secondary School. No one was injured, and there was only minor damage to both vehicles. The Jingle Bell Parade in Trenton last night had dozens of people celebrating the holidays. Mayor Jim Harrison talks about what he loves about the holidays.
I look forward to winter and the challenges of winter and the skiing and the snow and all the activities that go with that, and enjoying my grandson's, we go to Battawa and enjoy the festivities there and the skiing, the downhill and snowboarding and so on.
Lisa Cooper's helped organize the parade.
We host the Jingle Bell Walk to give back to the community, to get involved in the community more, and just to lift the spirit of Christmas.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
When it comes to insurance, you can get an online quote in seconds. But getting the right insurance requires one-to-one communication. I'm Bruce Mackey from Mackey Insurance. When we give you an online quote, we follow up to make sure you get the maximum coverage within your budget. And at Mackey Insurance, we'll contact you however you wish to be contacted. Phone, text, live chat, tin can attached to a string. It starts with an online quote at MackeyInsurance.com. Be sure. Insure with Mackey Insurance.
QNET News Sports. The Toronto Raptors overcame a sluggish start and 18 turnovers to beat the Memphis Grizzlies 120-105. Raptors coach Dwayne Casey says he got important contributions from stars and bench players alike.
DeMar DeRozan was a plus 16, Corey Joseph plus 16, Lucas 10, and Patrick plus 17. So those were quality performance. Some other guys had tough nights. It was finding the way to win was important.
Toronto FC has advanced to the MLS Cup after a wild Eastern Conference final against the Montreal Impact. Toronto won 5-2 Wednesday at BMO Field and a 7-5 on aggregate in the two-game series. Toronto coach Greg Vanney says it was a special night.
For me, the most exciting playoff event that I've ever been a part of, and one of them for sure that I've ever seen. And I'll probably have more thoughts on that later but tomorrow, it was just an amazing night.
It was a busy night in the NHL with four Canadian teams in action. The Ottawa Senators host Philadelphia. Ottawa will be without goaltender Craig Anderson, who is on leave of absence to be with his wife, who is suffering from a rare form of cancer. Freddie Hamilton and Chris Verstig scored in the first minute, and Chad Johnson made 39 saves in the Flames' 3-0 victory over the Maple Leafs. Toronto coach Mike Babcock says it was obvious that his team wasn't ready.
It also shows you you're not an upper echelon team when you can't do it night in, night out, night in, night out. So our preparation as a coaching staff and our preparation as players in the room isn't good enough. And it's not at a high enough level to be an elite team. So we got some work to do. I don't think that surprises anybody.
It has been a great first few months of the 2016-2017 season for one local minor hockey team. Brock Arman has more.
The minor midget AAA Quinte Red Devils have earned 17 wins, 4 losses, and 3 ties through their first 24 games this season. Red Devils head coach Steve Bancroft says he expected the team to be at the top of the standings going into the season.
We've been near the top for basically 5 years. We finish second every year, so our goal is to finish first this year.
The Red Devils have the highest powered offense in the Eastern AAA Hockey League, having scored 123 goals. Bancroft says that's a product of their system.
And our goals come from the way we play. We expect quick puck movement, and we're very tenacious on the forecheck, which helps. We still let in like around 2 goals a game, which is pretty good.
One of those important offensive catalysts is forward Emmett Pierce. The Napanee native is third in league scoring with 40 points. He says he has learned a lot playing under a coach like Bancroft.
We just learned that you can't take a day off, and he pushes us really hard. And I guess that's just what you got to have if you want to get anywhere with hockey. So I guess he just teaches that you got to work hard, and he also he's a pretty smart guy, and he teaches us a lot of certain things that will help our game and help our teammates.
The next time the Red Devils hit the ice will be in Aurora for the Eastern AAA Midget Hockey Showcase this weekend. Brock Herman, QNET News, Belleville.
The Loyalist women's basketball team won a very close game against George Brown College last night, 59-58. The men's basketball team lost 59-85 against George Brown last night. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Today is mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Temperature steady near 6 degrees. Tonight it will be mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and a low of plus 5. Tomorrow will be mainly cloudy with 40% chance of showers and a high of plus 5. It's 12:11 and it's 7 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Callie Doran. News on 91X next at 1.